Hello, this is Sam Walsh, and I'm sitting in the studio with all four members of Miami Dolphins today. They just got done playing a live in-studio session at our other in-studio, and right now we are going to ask them some questions and see what they have to say. So first off, thank you guys so much for coming and playing at our studio.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Definitely. All right, so let's start off. I'd like each of you to go around the table and, well, first of all, give me your name and then I would like to know where you're from and what's it known for.
My name's Zach. I am from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and it is known for the Bay Park Square Mall. There's a Marcus Theater there.
Cool.
Great brand of theaters, Marcus.
Heck yeah.
Hey, I'm Joe. I'm originally from Ames, Iowa. I think there's some kind of USDA research lab there.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, agricultural.
Kind of public-private partnership.
Yeah.
Between.
Triple bottom line.
Hello, I'm Beth, and I'm from Shoreview. And there is a community center with a slide and a military base thing. Is that Arden Hills? I'll let Pat take it.
Very cool.
Okay. Hi, I'm Patrick. I'm also from Shoreview, Minnesota. There's many views of shores, small non-linear developments throughout, and it's known for a water park that's publicly owned.
Wow.
And also there's a military base in the adjacent Arden Hills, which was a huge brownfield site that has just been cleaned up, and they're going to develop it with a cute town square and hopefully some mid-sized regional employers will want to locate there.
Can't wait.
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty nice that they cleared that up. All right, so now I'd like you all to go around, and I'd like to know what was the first show you saw, and I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
The first show that I saw that I can remember going to like by myself was in Green Bay at the Resch Center, which was the big arena in town, and it was Slipknot.
Oh, dang.
And it was so scary.
How old were you when you saw Slipknot, Zach?
I was 13. No, 12? 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing.
I had some friends who were really into Slipknot, and they told me I should go.
Well,
I just had no idea.
That's awesome. All right, Joe, what do you got?
I think the first show I can remember was I saw Weezer at like the Hilton Coliseum in Ames, and it was also pretty scary.
Yeah?
It was so packed that I was like,
oh, sure.
Kind of hard to breathe. I ended up crowd surfing.
Really?
Out of, like the pit.
Wow.
Which I think is the only time I've ever done that.
Yeah, I've never crowd surfed. Yeah,
what'd you do? I would say it was like not very fun.
You wouldn't do it again? I was going to ask, yeah, would you crowd surf again?
Was cool.
Yeah,
but
the
just
show...
the show overall.
Gotcha. Dang. Well, maybe next time for Weezer. all right, Beth, first show and where was it?
The first show that I went to was the Jingle Ball concert, and I believe Kelly Clarkson was playing Simple Plan. And
nice.
I can't remember.
Yeah, nice.
And I think it was the XL or just a really big,
sure,
like football stadium.
Sure. So you saw like a festival then? Like
it was like the holiday concert that a different radio station puts on every year.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, moving on. Patrick, got your answer?
I can't think of it.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Zach, though, like, do you think that attending that Slipknot concert turned you into more of a derelict?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Troubled teens.
Yeah,
I was a troubled teen.
Yeah. And now you're in the Miami Dolphins, right?
Still a troubled teen.
Yeah. Cool. All right, well, Patrick, give me the most recent show you saw then.
Huh, I saw Angel Olsen at First Avenue recently. I had seen her twice previous. I thought it was the most underwhelming of her performances. but that's okay.
Ooh, dang. Dang. All right, well, we'll leave that at that. We'll leave that to the audience's imagination. All right, well, so moving on, I'd like to know, does the Miami Dolphins, and this is a question from our listeners, is that the Miami Dolphins have a favorite venue to play at in town? Is there one place you guys all like to go play?
Fine Line.
Fine Line?
Pantages.
Mm-hmm.
Famous Dave's Uptown.
Palace Theater brought to us by Chris Coleman, who happens to be running for governor.
Very true. All right, well, that was...
Talk about that.
True, no political, nothing.
It's just facts.
Yes, yeah. Well, that was three venues, I think. Famous Dave's, Fine Line, and Palace. I think there was
Pantages.
And Pantages. Yeah. Do you have one answer, or is that you just leave it at that?
It's a
collective
trifecta.
Thing? Cool.
Yeah.
All right, with Famous Dave's being the top of the pyramid.
That's right.
Correct.
All right, very, very, very cool. All right, well, moving on. How did your band start playing together? You know, you guys have been around since your first thing on Bandcamp is 2011. So how did it all start out?
Well, we were living together in the same house, or at least.
Whoop. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, so we were living together, so we had no choice.
Oh, really? You guys were living together, and then you were like, we've got one option. You have to. Wow, that's awesome. And now you've been doing it for how? So then, you know, 6-7 years then.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys still live together?
Well, yes and no.
Yes and no. I guess live together as a band, but like once you're a band, you always sort of live together.
Yeah.
Sort of. Sure. Well, very cool. All right. Well, so you guys are here to celebrate the release of your new release, right? Which is called What Are You Waiting For? Right? Can you guys tell me a little bit about that album?
It's What Are You Waiting For?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's a new album.
All right. Do you guys have, we were talking a little bit earlier about shows that you guys had coming up. You guys are going to show tonight in Duluth. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's in a city called Duluth. It's at a place called Blush.
Yes, you can say that. Right. Do you guys know who you're playing with tonight? Do you guys have any other info?
Yeah, what was the band called?
I believe one of the band is called The Dark Underbelly.
And one of the members of that band used to play
in
keyboards in Steppenwolf.
I don't think that's accurate.
I don't know.
I think it was Toto.
Was it Toto?
Toto?
Can we say it if it's not true on the radio?
We said we think.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, if it's.
We're
if
admitting.
Not, but
potential
you can't lie
fault.
On the radio?
Not on purpose.
Not knowingly.
Okay.
I guess.
Well, that's interesting.
I don't know if that's true.
There might be some people that need to hear about that.
All right, so you guys have got the show tonight in Duluth, and then we talked a little bit. There's another show at an undisclosed location on November 3rd. Could you give me any more details about that now that I've got you guys here?
It's with a band that's from California called Neon.
N-E-O-N.
All
capitals.
Caps, right?
Capitals.
All caps.
Yep.
Very cool.
And it's in support of them.
Oh, okay. Interesting. That's awesome. All right. Do you guys have any other shout-outs or special mentions that you guys want to give before we get out of here?
When pulling your boat out of a body of water, it's really important to drain it.
Drain it. Make sure
that there are no zebra mussels or any other aquatic invasive species in there. Some might call this a political statement, but I wouldn't.
I think it's just a PSA.
Yeah, I mean, but PSA, that... where do you draw the line between a PSA and a political statement? That's something I'd like all of you to think about. Also, the election
muscles.
Is on November 7th.
All right, well... Do you
oh, I had a factoid. Okay.
A really
Did
quick
you guys
factoid.
Know, the city of Minneapolis uses
clams.
Mussels, clams.
Clams.
At, to test the quality of the water supply, they got wires hooked up to these clams.
Really?
And if they start moving around, they don't like the water.
Wow. Well, you guys have, I love it that you're the Miami Dolphins and that you have facts related to aquatic things. So we'll leave it off at that. You can catch Miami Dolphins at several undisclosed venues and performances in the future. For now, you can check out their new album, Water, You're Waiting For, on Bandcamp and Facebook. But we're going to get back to some scheduled programming right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Yep.